This is Sarah Enright with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today I am recommending My Best Friend's Exorcism by Grady Hendrix. If you can appreciate a heavy dose of the 80s, mixed with everlasting friendship, and a pinch of creepiness, this may be the perfect book for you. Although it's considered horror, it's so much more. The nostalgic vibe reeled me in, the unique plot kept me going, and the unexpected endearing conclusion had me wishing it wasn't over. As the title suggests, My Best Friend's Exorcism follows the friendship of Abby and Gretchen, best friends since fourth grade. In 1988, they're high school sophomores in Charleston, South Carolina. During a mischievous evening, Gretchen disappears into the woods. When she resurfaces, she's moody and irritable, almost as if she's become another person. She's also not giving any clues as to what took place in the woods, but Abby is determined to find out. As time goes on, strange and volatile occurrences surrounding Gretchen become more frequent, driving a wedge between Abby and Gretchen. Abby continues trying to salvage the friendship she once knew, despite the distressing setbacks. Not only does it not work, her efforts begin to backfire. In a desperate attempt, Abby enlists the help of an exorcist. Many teens in real life can seem to change overnight, and you'd swear they're possessed. By the end, it's apparent that My Best Friend's Exorcism embodies the powerful strength of true friendship and the obstacles it's able to withstand. Abby's loyalty is admirable, as she clung to Gretchen and went to any length to preserve their bond, despite the actual demon between them. Check out My Best Friend's Exorcism at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out on Siouxland Public Media comes from Avery Brothers.